And welcome to the first episode of the We Talk Everything Saxophone podcast. I'm your host, Evan, and today we are going to be comparing a student-level saxophone to a professional-level saxophone. For this review, we will be using a custom 875 alto saxophone from Yamaha and a Jupiter 769-2. Without further ado, let's get into it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, like I said before, we are going to be comparing a student-level instrument to a professional alto saxophone. So, I have the 875 and, like I said before, this 769-2 Jupiter. And let me note that the 875 is not an EX model. It is actually a model that was made in the 1990s. But I personally like this model a lot more because it's not as restricting as the newer models. And both of these instruments are actually in very similar condition. I have been marching my Jupiter for the last 3 years, so you would expect some wear and tear if there's a lot of scratches. And I actually got my Yamaha pre-owned, and it was, it looks like it has been played by somebody who wore jeans a lot, so it's a lot scratched on the left side of the bow. So just noting those, and the pads are in extremely similar condition. Honestly, the Jupiter is probably a little more clean than the Yamaha because how old these pads are, and the Jupiter is just generally a little bit newer. So, but both play fantastic for what it is. So after we get all that out of the way, I think it would be fair to go ahead and jump into some sound comparisons. So I am going to play two things on each instrument, and I'm going to have you guess what instrument is which. And I'm going to play a lyrical. I'm going to probably just play aria, a pretty standard saxophone classical piece, and probably just I'm only going to play a little bit of it though, because each piece is a little long. And I'll probably play a etude out of the Voxman book up to some certain point. So you let me know. I'm not going to tell you right away. I will tell you after. But I want to see which one you think sounds better and which one is the professional and which one is the student model saxophone. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy these sound samples. All right. This is going to be saxophone one.
Thank you.
welcome back. I hope you enjoyed those two samples. I want to go ahead and apologize for the first one because I was actually standing a little bit close to the mic, so it kind of got a little bit staticky. But I think you could tell the difference between those two examples. So I'm going to reveal which was which, but first I want to also say that I was using a Van Doren V21 3 reed with a Summer C-Star mouthpiece on both of those examples, exact same setup. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and review which was which. I encourage, again, to go and listen back to these examples and see if you could actually tell the difference. So, the first one was actually the professional instrument, and the second one was the Jupiter. So, first Yamaha, second Jupiter. And honestly, they sound both really, really good. But there are some key differences I think you could pick up on with sound. And I mean, for what the Jupiter is, it is an incredible instrument. I'm going to go over some pros and cons later. But I do want to say that if you're looking for a student saxophone, I would look for one of the Yamaha YAS-23s, which are the vintage instruments that are no longer made anymore. You could probably pick one of those up for $200 or less, and I would go for one of those over this Jupiter, even though this Jupiter is an incredible instrument, but you're going to be paying a whole lot less for one of those. So, like I said, the first was the Yamaha, the second was the Jupiter, and I did notice some sound differences, and I noticed that the Yamaha had a lot fuller of sound. I don't know if that came across in the recordings, but I did use the same exact recording settings with the same exact mic, and yeah, but I mean, it's to be expected because you're comparing a $4,000 instrument to probably a $1,000 instrument, and it's expected. But for what the Yamaha, I mean, what the Jupiter is, it's an incredible value for what you could get your money for, and you could probably pick one of these up used even. Again, the Yamaha 23 is very similar though, so I would go for one of those. But I'm not saying that the Jupiter is all good, because there's actually a lot of good, like, not so good things about it. Mostly with the metal, and I will touch on that in a minute. I did want to note that both instruments have high F-sharp keys, which some professional, some student instruments do not have one of those. And so that's a great bonus. So what are you sacrificing with getting the Jupiter over the Yamaha? And I am going to say that you are going to be sacrificing, you're going to be sacrificing that nice, rich, fuller, darker sound that the Yamaha will give you, mostly because it's just made out of higher quality materials, higher quality pads, pretty much higher quality everything. You are also going to be sacrificing the beautiful, like, this may not matter to some people, but I really love the beautiful Yamaha engravings on all their instruments. And you get this beautiful flower, and on the Jupiter, you just don't get that. You get a stamped Jupiter with a made in China logo on the back, and it's just not as appealing to the eye, and especially with this silver and gold student model saxophone look. I mean, it's just not as appealing as I feel. Well, it's just not. It's not at all. But with that said, the Yamaha is also 3 to 4 times the price as the Jupiter, which is absolutely insane, because you're actually not getting a whole lot more instrument for your money. Certainly, you could pick up some used Yamahas, probably, and get probably some good deals, but I don't think you're going to be able to beat the value of the Jupiter. A lot of music stores do tend to jack the price up of the Jupiter just because there's such in high demand with school bands, and they're generally, a lot of music stores use them as their rental program instruments. So I actually got not such the best deal on this because I paid like $1,400 on this. But it has lasted me a good while. I haven't had many issues, but I have rarely, almost never, and like when I got my Yamaha, I took it to the shop to get adjusted how I wanted it, but I have not taken it back many other times. And this Jupiter right here has gone back to the shop several times for bending of the metal. And like I said earlier, I would talk about the metal. And the metal is a lot weaker on the Jupiter. It tends to bend so much. And that's one of the things I cannot stand about this Jupiter. I feel like they could have used higher quality materials and it would have last a lot longer. As long as you take care of it, you will be fine. But I know this is geared toward people in middle school band, even elementary school band, and they are not going to treat this gently. So I feel like it should be built like a Yamaha, even though, I mean, it's cheaper, but I feel like they could have done at least a little better with the material. Also, the lacquer on the Yamaha holds up like 100% better than the lacquer on the Jupiter. It's just cheaper lacquer. I mean, it wears down very quickly. I mean, I got this instrument new 6 years ago, and it looks like the Yamaha is right now. And that instrument is, oh my gosh, that instrument is probably 20 something years old, and this instrument is not that old. So that kind of tells you something. I mean, I know the oils of your hands and stuff wear down the lacquer, and I wipe this instrument down all the time, but it still looks like this. So, I mean, really, you're just sacrificing a bit of, you're probably, let's just say this, if you decide to go with the Jupiter, you are probably going to want to upgrade a bit sooner than later. It will definitely last you a good long while. It could last you forever. It just depends on how well you take care of it. But like I said, these are geared towards students, so probably is not going to last forever. The pads are really good on this instrument, though. There's not much wear on them. There is some wear. The pads are more worn on my Yamaha, but yet the Yamaha just feels better. Oh, one really big thing about both instruments is the resistance. I chose to get a Yamaha because I really loved the amount of resistance it gave me. It wasn't too much, but it gave me just enough to get that like pure Yamaha sound that I love. And a lot of Selmers and stuff, they're a lot more free blowing, and that's really great. But I personally like the Yamaha sound the best. I mean, a lot of people might say that's crazy, but I don't know. Maybe I am crazy. But yeah, they're both really phenomenal instruments. I'm not going to lie on that. I will note that this goes along with materials, but the Yamaha has real mother of pearl key inlays, while the Jupiters are plastic. And I do see this being an issue with on the Jupiter with these little things falling out sometimes. I have not had that issue, but I might have that in the future, to be honest with you. Oh, this Jupiter is so worn by the thumb rest just by putting my finger right there. And that's crazy. But, like I said, I've repeated this so many times, but you pretty much get what you pay for. And you're getting a lot with the Jupiter, to be honest. I'm not discounting from my beautiful Yamaha saxophone, because I will never let that instrument go. I love Yamaha saxophones. I have a Yamaha soprano, a Yamaha alto, and we'll probably end up getting a Yamaha tenor saxophone in the future, and maybe even a Barry, I don't know. But yeah, I would have no issue with, if my instrument ever needed to go to the shop, my professional, with playing the Jupiter for a little while, because I mean, it doesn't sound as good, but it's definitely not bad. It's not bad whatsoever. And I feel like if you're on a budget or something, I feel like a student instrument would suit you just fine. Like I said, the Yamaha 23, you could get one of those for so cheap. It's not even funny. Like, you could I said before, you could let me fix my headphones. You could definitely get one of those for probably $200, and I think they're going to offer you the same specs, except with one exception. You will not get the high F-sharp key with the Yamaha 23. But some people don't use that much, and I especially don't think that's a necessary thing to have. As a beginner, I feel like pick up one of those instruments if you're a beginner. Do not go for a professional instrument, and just see if you like it. Yeah. Oh, this is not such a big deal, but I am going to just bring it up, and it is going to be with the key tensions on the instruments. I have noticed that I need to get the key tensions adjusted a lot more often on the Jupiter than the Yamaha, because it's just cheaper material. It tends to bend more. Like I said before, I've been through all of this. The Yamaha key tensions are great. I love them so much. It gives me the perfect amount, nice and springy. The Jupiter is also a whole lot more clicky. Here. You could definitely hear. I used to have, it just has that student saxophone clickiness, which doesn't really matter as long as you have good, as long as you have like a good technique with your fingers and keep them nice and close to the keys, you're not really gonna hear them that much, but just keep them nice. Keep it really nice, your fingers. That's just a saxophone tip. Never do the whole sixth grade saxophone spider finger thing. You will not get anywhere with that, especially on faster stuff. So yeah, really, both really nice instruments. Yamaha's made in Japan. Jupiter is, of course, made in China to keep costs down. But I do not have a problem with things made in China, unless they're like fall apart, which I have not had that issue with the Jupiter yet. But I do see the Yamaha lasting. Well, it already has outlasted the Jupiter, because I have noticed a lot of more things breaking down. I'm going to pull out my Yamaha real quick and just touch on a few things with it. It's a lot heavier of an instrument, and I mean, it's just so much more clicky. Like, you heard that. Oh, I love that. That's such a like not sticky sound, and I like that of an instrument. The Jupiter definitely does not pass that test for me. But again, I keep coming back to this. You get what you pay for. The price is so much less. The Yamaha just has a wonderful feel, and I really like the left-hand key layout because you get all the special like Yamaha adjustments. Selmers don't even have this on the like where you could slide down on the key rollers and stuff like that, slide around. Just really nice innovations on all of this. I really love the silver neck tenant brace. I just like how it makes the instrument look with the nice Yamaha logo. I love this instrument so much. I will never get rid of this instrument. It's such a nice instrument. Trying to think if there is anything else I could say on both of these instruments. And I think I have honestly touched a lot. Both these instruments are good for jazz. I know people say that the Yamaha 875 is geared toward more classical, but I do not believe that an instrument is geared toward classical or jazz. I think it depends on the player and the type of mouthpiece they're using. So that's just my thoughts on things. I know lots of people have different opinions on that. It won't help. It won't like hurt you not to have like a the 82Z alto saxophone if you're a more of a jazz player. But for me, I really love classical. It's just one of my passions. I love being able to like shape the music, and it's I just love music pretty much. I love it. Honestly, I love any type of music. Here, I'll just say that. I'll say that. But yeah, it's both of these instruments. Great, great to play. Feels really good in the hands. The Yamaha does feel way better in the hands than the Jupiter, but what do you expect? It's definitely gonna feel better. Oh, the Yamaha also, it does play the low notes. Like, I could get a low note out so easily, but I really have to work with the Jupiter. So that's just another thing that I will note. So let me know what you think on both of these instruments, because I think they're really great instruments. I don't see a problem with any of them. Altissimo is really nice on the Yamaha. It kind of makes me struggle a bit on the Jupiter, but I don't use it all that much. So, and I'm still, of course, a learning player. So keep that in mind. I would probably consider myself intermediate, advanced. Yeah, but I hope to take the Yamaha to college with me, and I will probably continue to march the Jupiter until it just totally falls apart. But right now it's in pretty decent condition. I won't say fabulous, but I mean, what do you expect? It's my marching instrument. So I hope this was a very informative thing for you if you were on the fence about instruments. I guess to end this, I'll play you a little bit of jazz on my professional alto, and yeah. All right, again, thank you for watching. I will probably do another episode. I'll probably do an episode on mouthpieces and classical mouthpieces compared to jazz. I think that's a pretty interesting topic, and yeah, we'll just see what happens and how many views this one gets. So again, I thank you for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this. Just get what instrument you feel is right for you, and yeah, that's pretty much it. Thanks for watching, guys. Peace.